For every passing play, every running play, every win, and every loss, there is one man making all the calls. Get ready to dig deep into this week's game and relive all of last week's plays. It's Real Talk About Your Team.
Let's talk more high school football. Tomorrow night on our sister station, KRPX 95.3 The Peak, the Carbon Dinos will play host to the Duchesne Eagles. Should be an entertaining matchup. We had a battle last year in Duchesne. The final score of that game was 11-0. Worked out in favor of Duchesne. Carbon will have an opportunity for some revenge. They're coming off of their best performance of the young season, losing a 14-12 battle on the road to Cottonwood this past Friday. Joining us right now to talk about that and tomorrow's game, we have head coach Phil Howa in the studio right now. Coach, as always, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Jordan.
Absolutely, Coach. We always look forward to it. And we can start by talking about Friday's game. It was a road contest against Cottonwood. Now, I know, Coach, that it didn't end the way we would have liked, but there were plenty of positives, specifically the way the boys played in the second half. Defensively, you guys managed to shut them down, gave yourself an opportunity to pick up a victory. So, all in all, when you go back and you assess Friday's performance, what stands out to you?
Oh, just hard smash-mouth football. You know, that's one thing I told myself when we came in is that I just want our kids to be tough, be willing to tackle and make some things happen and never quit. And that's what I saw on Friday. Those kids had no quit in them.
Hey, it's 12-0 on the road, and you and I talked about this last week. You wanted a fast start because you thought a fast start punched Cottonwood in the mouth and maybe they would falter. But you also said, we got to make sure we're not on the opposite end of that. We got to make sure that we're not the team that falters. So you're down 12-0, yet you or 14-0, excuse me, and you find a way to fight back. Cut it to 2 points, had a chance to win the game. So, I mean, I guess when you talk about the fight, it was definitely there.
Well, you know what? They were big. Mm-hmm. They were big, strong kids, and our line was a little overwhelmed. You know, they had a 270-pound average line, and ours is about 210. We couldn't keep them out. We missed a field goal or an extra point, so we had to go for a two-point conversion, which put the score 12-14. We did have an opportunity to – we were just a yard out – going for the two-point conversion, another yard wider field, and we tie the game. I try to kick a field goal later in the game. They come up the middle, they block it. The score remains 14-12. So we had an opportunity to win. Probably should have been 20-14 in all reality. We did miss some opportunities. Threw the ball away at a couple times where, you know, experience – will make a difference. We're going to get better. You know, we're going to make better reads. We're going to take care of the ball a little bit better, and just we're moving up. We're getting better every day.
Coach, I want to talk about attempting a field goal. For one, I love the fact that we have a team that has a field goal kicker that you have faith in to boot a 40-yard field goal. Not a lot of schools in the 3A classification have that. It's unfortunate that we didn't get to see if the field goal would have made it or not because it was blocked at the line of scrimmage. But nonetheless, the fact that you have a kicker, I mean, it does give you an advantage. I mean, a lot of games, look, you're at the 30-yard line with, well, we'll say 10 seconds to play in a contest. I know there was much more time than that left. But you have to heave it to the end zone. You guys don't have to do that. I mean, you have faith in your kicker.
Oh, you know what? I have all the faith in Zach Chappello's any coach could have. We just, you know what? We're a young line. And we do make mental mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes are we turn our back to try to double-team somebody and open up a gap for someone to slide through. We're getting better. We're working every day. We went over it relentlessly this week to try to seal up that middle and put more kids on the defense, 14 kids rushing, and we gave them some time, and we were kicking 40-yard field goals in practice. So we do work on it. We practice our specialty teams. We practice defense every day. We work on individual things every day. Our kids are getting better every day because we're giving them opportunity to get better and work on skills.
Defensively, you completely shut Cottonwood down in the second half. No points at all. Typically, that'll win you football games. I mean, if you're going into halftime down two scores and you shut that team out in the second half, typically you're going to come away with a win. You had to have been pleasantly pleased with this defense, I would assume.
You know what? Our defense is playing great football right now. You know, they're going to be tested this week. Duchesne's quick. Little quicker than, well, a lot quicker than Cottonwood was. But, you know, I think we're as quick as anybody. I think we're going to put some pressure on the quarterback. He doesn't seem like he handles pressure real well. I think we have some, our defensive backs are good cover people. You know, I think we're going to make some things happen. We got to stop that wishbone. You know, they run a wishbone, and that's always a little deceptive. But if we can get some people in the backfield, line-wise, quick stunners, it's hard to run a wishbone if you can't razzle-dazzle the play. So we're excited. We're excited to come. And you know what, Duchesne, we do have two sides of the ball. Most of our kids play one way with a couple that are doing double duty. We got to do that a little better. Maybe not push some kids. I overran Cooper Shade last week, and we're going to try to back off a little bit on Cooper so he has more energy when it comes to the fourth quarter, because he is one of our playmakers. He's a kid you can maybe ask for that last big heave. So we're going to do things different. You know, we're going to learn from our mistakes. We're going to learn from the loss. We're not going. We didn't cry about losing. We all felt bad. You know, it was a game we should have won. Big 5A school on the bus, got caught in traffic with mask on. It was miserable. It was a miserable experience getting there. The stadium's giant. It looks like a college football field, AstroTurf. Our kids were in awe to start with, but all after the game started and they scored on us, pretty soon we realized it's just a football game. And that's what I'm most proud of for Carbon High football, that our kids stepped up. Our kids make great tackles, teamwork, team tackles, just what we were hoping at the first of the season.
Again, Coach Phil Howa of the Carbon Diners, our guest right now. And Coach, we'll jump ahead. We'll talk about Duchesne. Last year, these two teams go toe-to-toe. It's going to look a lot different this year because we did lose a lot of seniors. But the final score was 11-0. And when I think of Duchesne and Carbon, especially with the offense that you've implemented, this could be a very fast game. I mean, you mentioned the wishbone, two teams that want to run. Duchesne has a couple of kids that have already crossed the 100-yard barrier on the ground. But as you alluded to, they have a quarterback that is capable of throwing the football. Although in the first two games, even though Duchesne is 2-0, he has thrown a couple of interceptions. So I'm sure, looking at it, you want to force this kid outside of the pocket, collapse it, make him make decisions on the run, and hopefully he makes some bad decisions, right?
Oh, exactly. You know what? We're gonna take some chances defensively. We're gonna, you know, Taylor Brower, I talked to him today. He says, you know, Coach, I'm gonna stay aggressive. We're gonna try to put some pressure on this guy and make him handle things on the run. Defensive line wise, we're quick, strong. Hopefully we can hold our ground and sit and wait for the comebacks. You know, they do some things that go opposite the flow, so we have to be disciplined and stay home.
I know that for spectators, they can look at tags and say, well, Cottonwood was a 5A school, Duchesne this week is a 2A school. I tell people all the time, you cannot look at the classification tags. I mean, this Duchesne football program, they're very good. They're a very established program. There's rich history here. And so this is an important game. I mean, and when you go back and you look at the history of Duchesne football, a victory for this Carbon team this season, that would be a great thing.
Oh, it would be the highlight right now. Mm-hmm. Where we're at. When we beat Duchesne, this is going to be the start of our season. I mean, really what we've done in the past is just getting us prepared for what's coming, and we're hoping going into region that we can have some success. I think we can get Duchesne. I think they might. I don't see the Duchesne from the past. I do see a Carbon team that can pass, so we're not just run orientated. We don't have to stick with the run. You know, I need to get my big fullback running. Rolling, so he's hitting the line, moving. After they hit him a couple of times, they won't want to hit him no more. and then our speed guys are going to have that privilege of getting outside and making them chase him. I feel good about it. I feel like we have a chance to go and show who Carbon High is. I said we've played great defense. We can hold defense, you know, Duchesne to minimal yards. You know, everything's. I'm excited. I think we can do something this week.
Well, and I think that the environment is going to be a big difference this week as well, because, yes, we've already played one home game against American Leadership Academy, but if you go back to it, it was before school even started, right? Then you go on the road last week to Cottonwood. This is the first opportunity for the kids to play in front of their student body, because now school's back in session. The kids are walking the halls. There's talk of the football games. It's just a completely different environment. Home field this week looks completely different than it looked in week one.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we had kids that had never played at Carbon High, seniors that were first-year seniors. that played well for first-year seniors. I have a first-year senior lineman that's learning every day, willing to work, and he's big and strong, and he's going to take care of us. You know, he's going to do what he has to do to get better. Running backs that are seniors that maybe haven't played three years and they're learning on the go. Receivers, same way. I mean, we just have some young people, but they're willing to work and learn. I mean, we work hard every day. Our kids show up, and if I took roll, I'd say 95% show up rate, and that's awesome, especially in today's society.
No doubt.
Because it's like, as long as there's nothing better to do, I'll go to practice.
Yeah.
So my kids they've dedicated themselves to come to practice and become better.
Has it been different now that school is in session? I mean, beforehand, the kids didn't have to worry about school. Now they have to worry about school. So I'm sure from a coaching staff and even from a player perspective, it is a little bit different now.
You know what? It's like you're running. You're running to keep your head above. You're just trying to keep your head above water. The biggest difference is we're practicing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon where it's the heat of the day. Mm-hmm. And that's been a challenge for us. We typically were practicing from 6 to 8, which is kind of the cool down time. But I think it's good for the kids because we will play night games. So when they get out and get ready to play, they're going to have a little boost of energy because they're not exhausted from the heat. I'm excited. I think we're ready to play some football for the rest of the, you know, we're ready. We're getting better and our kids are working harder every day. And that's all I can ask.
Well, we can end with this, Coach. Have you paid attention at all to the rest of the Region 12 standings, the rankings, the way things have gone down within this region, which I know we're still a couple of weeks off of league play, but have you paid attention to that at all?
I have not. I'm so overwhelmed with where I'm at right now. I said I'm trying to get classes organized and practice schedules, and I need to start checking some of those region game statistics, and I did the first week. I checked and saw how our region was doing, but I haven't had a chance since. I have to be honest. So
yeah, well, plenty of time before we get into region.
Well, I'm
play.
Sure you'll give me some heads
absolutely.
Up too,
so yeah, no question.
Yeah,
Coach Alla, I always appreciate you taking out the time to join us. No big injuries, right, going into this week.
You know what? We had one. Nango Vasquez, Orlando Vasquez, tore his ACL. He's getting checked today. They're talking, playing with it, with a brace, that type of stuff. We're hoping it's not as bad as they think. He's a hard one to lose. He's defensively strong, offensively strong. But we have people. So we have some subs. We have some people that maybe aren't Orlando. Maybe they step up and be more than Orlando. I mean, you know what? Sometimes you give kids a chance, and they surprise you.
Yeah.
I said, we have a Will Carmichael who's ranked in the state already on tackles. He's going to come over and do some tight end for us. Tough kid, good blocker. I mean, we're okay. We're going to make it. Boobs, you know, we ended up having, our kids were beat up. They played so hard. They were beat up on Monday. We had to kind of back off, but we're back. I think we're fairly strong and relatively strong. I mean, we still have a couple of kids that are limping around a little bit, but, you know, game time kind of makes those things go away too. So.
Yes, it does. No doubt. Well, Coach, again, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us, and look forward to watching the game Friday night. I appreciate the time.
Oh, thanks, Jordan, for having us.
We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return live from the Auto Farm Studios right here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.